My destination turned out to be a small and pleasant mountain village, and I set off to try and find Raoul's house. I had written to him the week before that I would take him up on his invitation, and that I would join him the following week. He had replied that that would be perfect and sent me his address. A few days earlier, I had told him when I was due to arrive, and he had simply replied with a thumbs up. As I walked through the village, I was worried that he might not even be home. I found the address and rang the doorbell. No reply. But I could hear someone shuffling around inside, so I rang it again. This time it got quiet inside, and shortly after I could hear a bit of muttering and giggling. Raoul opened the door with his hair completely in disarray and wearing a disheveled robe that he had obviously just thrown on. Behind him I caught a tiny glimpse of a naked girl running through a door, which she slammed shut behind her. I knew I had picked a horrible time to arrive, but Raoul still invited me inside with a smile, patting me on the back to make me feel welcome. He gave me a can of beer, and then he went into the bedroom, because he just had to fix something. He definitely fixed something, all right. But probably not the way Raoul had intended to, because I could hear a very angry and very loud woman's voice yelling something in Spanish, while Raoul tried to explain that everything was all right. Then he got angry, and began yelling as well. Then I think they threw some pillows around. And then it got quiet for a moment, and then they continued with what they had stopped when I rang the doorbell. I must have made that one beer last a whole hour before Raoul came back into the living room, out of breath and laughing. He sincerely apologized, but his girlfriend had just arrived from Madrid 2 days earlier. I laughed and assured him it wasn't a problem. I would just go for a walk and quietly stay on the sofa afterwards. I could tell that he was immensely grateful, so I quickly jumped into the shower and felt wonderfully refreshed and clean when I was done, and absolutely famished.